Got a little bone to pick with the programming department. Would it kill you every once in a while to play a little Fog Hat?
Rolling into the holiday weekend. Welcome to the final hour of our broadcast week. Aaron, that's very disturbing news you just had in the newscast.
What's that?
First day of Dungeness crab season.
What's dangerous about that? That's good news.
I didn't say dangerous. I said disturbing.
Oh, disturbing. That's good news.
I've mentioned when I went up to Sitka, I can't club the fish. Mm-hmm. I can't do it because I love too much, Aaron. If I have any sin at all, it's that I love too much.
That's what people know you for.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, and then with the crab, we have a couple friends that we go out crabbing with. And, of course, we get into the beach and you split them right on the beach. Mm-hmm. And then you got to toss them into the bucket of, you know, salt water that you got right there. I have never seen anybody so bloodthirsty as my wife when she's cracking crabs. She loves it. Yeah. I cannot do it. I've never done it in my life. I could not do it.
Yeah.
And she loves it. And it scares me.
I don't know. I think it'd be kind of cool to see my wife do that. Be a little bit of a, I don't know. I'd be like, dang.
Oh, like yeah. It. No, I'm impressed with it. But just the fact that she's so into it, it makes me worried if I ever tick her off for myself, which I never would. Of course not.
Yeah, of course you wouldn't. You love too much.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Butter or mayo, by the way, Dory. Butter or mayo. That's the
butter. Okay. On crab?
Yeah, I know. I didn't know mayo was a thing, honestly.
No, that doesn't even make sense to me.
I know. Well, yeah, some folks in the newsroom say they like the mayo. So
yeah. Well, they're wrong.
Okay.
They're wrong. They don't even know their own taste. All right. Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome to our top stories this hour. And with all that as mere prelude, let's get to the big lead.
The big lead. Top trending.
Well, we don't tend to talk about very many sports stories on this show. We're a news show. But occasionally one comes around that I think has such newsy implications, financial implications, and really dramatic changes coming in college sports. And so I turn to my friend who played in the Pac-12, which isn't going to be the Pac-12 anymore when USC and UCLA leave. Arizona State's pride, the great Paul Moyer, joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Hey, good afternoon, Paul.
Dory, thank you for having us on, and I'm going to have to correct you. I played in the Pac-10.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, back in the day. So this was huge news yesterday, USC and UCLA leaving the Pac-12. And we have so many Husky and Cougar alums who listen to this show and people who went to the Oregon schools and elsewhere. What are the implications of what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the biggest news in college football probably ever. For this type of situation, because you're taking the L.A. market away from the West Coast. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. And it's sad. You know, I think it's inevitable, Dory, but it's just sad. And I'm not sure I'll watch college football again. There's no interest to me anymore. You know, I went to Arizona State. I'm not sure what's going to happen to them, but they're going to be relegated more than likely to some type of mid-major. And I think 10 years from now, you're going to have these Power 2 conferences, and everybody else is going to be like the FCS. So the Power 2
being the Big Ten, which has taken USC, UCLA, and the SEC was Alabama, Georgia, LSU, and they're stealing two other traditional powers, Texas and Oklahoma, in a year or two.
Yeah, I mean, again, I thought that was pretty big news, but it's just something about the Big 12. You know, they were struggling as a conference anyways, and you know, you're going back what 90, you know, some years, maybe longer than that, with the Pac. I just, you've really have taken West Coast football away from the West Coast. And right. I think it's disheartening.
Okay, so what are the Huskies going to do? Are they going to, I mean, there's only one of two choices, I assume. Either they join the Exodus and they go to the Big Ten and play Ohio State and Michigan every year, or they stay on the West Coast and, like you said, become a team that never competes for a national championship again.
I think there's another scenario. It didn't exactly work out could play out because last year the Big Ten, the ACC, and the Pac-12 had an agreement with each other. Basically, they weren't going to steal teams from each other. Well, that went out the door within a year, right? So I could see possibly the ACC and the Pac, whatever it's going to be, having some type of an alliance. And you just got to go raid the Big 12 and take some selective teams to add to the Pac. That's going to be difficult. That's going to take some major negotiations. But if you want to keep the ACC alive and the PAC alive, you're going to have some type of strategic alliance, or you're going to lose your biggest teams like Washington and, you know, maybe Oregon and Clemson and Miami and Florida State, so those times teams, and they're going to be, you know, pushed into the Big Ten and SEC.
I was in Pullman last weekend for a wedding, by the way, of a girl you and I both coached together.
Yes.
And I mean, they're done. The Cougs are done in this scenario because none of the schools want the Pullman television market, or none of the big conferences, I mean, want the Pullman television market, which means that none of the most talented kids are going to want to go to Wazoo or to Oregon State. And so all of a sudden, college sports is about major and minor leagues now.
Yeah, and I think that the difficult part for the Washington State and Oregon State, and Cal, those type of teams, the reason if they don't keep the PAC in play, and you know they have to go to something like the Mountain West, the reason why they won't be able to compete is they don't have enough revenue for NIL. And everybody, you know, the people that are for the NIL, I'm like, you have not only have you destroyed college football, and you have, or it may, I don't want to say destroy, you've completely changed the landscape. It's going to trickle down to other sports. You're going to stop seeing more men's sport, which is going right. to be, there's going to be less women's sport, you know, with Title IX. So they're going to turn into club sports. So this is absolutely going to be the haves and have nots moving forward. And so I would say, be careful what you wish for. You know, if you're a great athlete coming out of high school, you're going to be rewarded. And if you're one of the majors like Alabama, Ohio State, you're going to do exceptionally well. Everybody else, you're out.
So this is a much bigger issue in another way too, Paul. And it's about sports is supposed to be about having hopes and dreams and starting a season. Everybody's got a shot. Right now, there are three teams that have a chance to win the college football national championship this year. It's Alabama, Ohio State, and Georgia. And that's it. That's it. There are no other schools that have a chance that's got premises. I'd put money on that. That it's going to be one of those three. In baseball, you got the Yankees with almost $300 million payroll and some teams with a $40 million payroll. There is such imbalance that there are teams that you know are going to be a contender every year, and there are teams you know in almost every sport now except NBA and NFL. They get it right. But and there are teams that have no chance on the first day of the season. And this is completely contrary to what the spirit of sports is supposed to be all about.
Well, hopefully Major League Baseball figures it out. I know they've tried to implement some things where they have that tax on the teams if they spend too much. But, you know, their collective bargaining agreement with the players, you know, they're not going to allow for a salary cap. But if you don't create a salary cap in this situation, I mean, you're just not going to have – I don't want to say that teams like Seattle and Oakland can never win it. They can. They're just going to have to do what the Mariners do. You got to completely rebuild. You got to go for it for 2 or 3 years, and then you're going to go through that cycle again. You know, whereas obviously the Dodgers and the Yankees, they're always going to have a shot of winning the World Series. But Major League Baseball, they're so slow to make changes. Who knows how that's going to play out.
Frustrating. Baseball's slow because the Mariners can have no playoff team in 21 years and still get 25,000 people in there, keep their payroll relatively low, and the owners make money. I mean, it's just a question of, in that case, if you have owners who are in it because they just have a maniacal need to win a championship, or are they in it to turn a profit? And I haven't seen the need to win a championship around here for a long time in that sport.
Well, I also think it's much more difficult, as you know. I mean, we just talked about with Major League Baseball. What I don't get is the NFL is by far the most attractive sport, right? I mean, it's off the charts. Why wouldn't you just follow that model? Why wouldn't you just tell the players to follow that model? You would all make more money eventually. You know, maybe not the five or six superstars, but everybody else will. So I think the NBA actually has it the best because you don't have to worry about, you know, a quarterback making 15-20% of the salary cap. You know, you're tiered. And so it's really fair across the board.
Yeah.
And I like that. There's going to be other people who are going to say, you know what, in this thing, it's, you know, like anything, it doesn't have to be fair. But when you're a fan, you want a shot.
It is fair to say today, after this news yesterday, USC, UCLA leaving the Pac-12, college sports is, as we've known it for, I mean, Pac-8 has been around since 1917, over 100 years. College football, as we've known it, is completely changed. And in many ways, for so many of the schools, it is dead now as far as winning national championships, right?
Yeah, no question.
Yeah.
And I really think, what do you have now? You have two, I think you said earlier, you have two pro sports team or leagues now.
Yeah.
You know, you got the college pro league and you got the NFL. So something's got to give. I mean, are we going to watch? For me, they've lost me. I'm out. You know, so that's revenue to them. Well, maybe not me. But, you know, I just think you're going to lose. You're about to lose the West Coast. First of all, people in L.A., they don't care about SC and UCLA. I think it's going to backfire on them. There's going to be a lot of changes. And obviously what we used to love is over.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was kind of nice to have the Pac-12 and the Big Ten play in the Rose Bowl every year.
Yeah.
Every team rose up and had shots at it. You know, Cougs got there a few times. Huskies have been there a few times. Ohio State and Michigan on the other side. It was beautiful. And now it's all gone because of greed and money, which is the root of all evil, if you don't know that already, Paul.
Well, I like money. But you know what team has never been? You know what team has never been to the Rose Bowl
and never will? Let me guess. Oregon State.
No, I think they have back
they
when.
Yeah, they probably have. Yeah.
Arizona. So Arizona.
Really?
And you know me, how much I hate Arizona.
I do. Yeah.
So they will never, ever go to the Rose Bowl. I can sleep at night now.
That's the benefit. Okay. Okay, last thing. I know you're a little under the weather this afternoon. We're supposed to be playing pickleball tomorrow with our wives. Did you tell me about you being under the weather to lay the groundwork for an excuse?
No, there's no excuses. My wife is working hard to get me on the mend. She's actually out playing tennis right now, and in between her tennis, she's going to work on her pickleball game.
Yep.
We do have our matching shirts.
Are you bringing your outfits again?
Well, these are going to be different ones.
What?
They're very cool. Oh, yeah.
You have multiple pickleball outfits now?
Well, the LIV called us up, so we got some money for this one.
Okay.
It'll be big. Yes. Wait. We're excited, though.
LIV or NIL?
No, LIV. They got all the money. And by the way, I know that you're probably short on time here.
Very.
You know what? And I know this is so off the wall. Crazy, but that LIV, they, you know, guys, you got the Saudi sovereign fund, which what $600 billion, whatever that number is.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they get involved in this in college football? I mean, I know it's crazy, but right now everything, the world has completely changed in sports. I mean, the LIV, the NIL, you know, college football thing now. And I think the other part is all the sports that are going to be lost. Do you think that SC, UCLA, or baseball team and gymnastic teams are going to travel to Rutgers? The expense on that is going to be insane. They are going to do away with other sports.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I, along with you, have long cared deeply about women's sports, and we're going to see. I mean, that's being swiped away on a couple of levels. You know, when you have biological men competing against women, and you have the financial issues now that these universities, and schools like Wazoo, they're not going to be able to continue all their programs if they don't get a big fat football TV contract anymore. So crazy, man. Stanford? It's crazy times.
Hey, the Conference of Champions is dead, and Bill Walton must be screaming now.
I'm sure he's very upset. All right, Paul Moyer, you can hear him, of course, on all the Seahawk broadcasts, pre, halftime, and post. And I will see you tomorrow, my friend. Bring your pickle.
Oh, I am on, buddy. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, Paul Moyer joining us. You know what else this means? If the Huskies do follow USC and UCLA to the Big Ten, no more Apple Cup. The Big Ten's going to want conference games at the end of the season. And maybe they could play it, you know, in early September as a non-conference game, but it likely means no more Apple Cup. It certainly isn't going to have any more implications, or the Huskies stay here in a very minor league. It's really sad. It's so sad what has happened to college sports. And yeah, money is the root of all evil. And this is an example where either it's going to be relegated to a relatively meaningless game, or it's not going to be played at all. And all this tradition, all this intrastate rivalry. Every Thanksgiving, we hang our Husky flag on one side of our porch, our Cougar flag on the other. Me, my wife, my two oldest daughters, all Huskies, we stand under the Husky flag. My youngest daughter, a Coug, she stands alone. Like most Cougs, Cougs stand alone under her flag. It's very sad what's happening. Okay, real quick, one more thing for you here in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
You know what? I do want to rant about this. Hey, Andrew, I'm going to save it for the next segment because otherwise, I'm going to just goof up our whole show schedule here. But I need to talk about the Apple Cup aspect of this, too. Okay, forget it. I'll rant next segment. That was your Big Lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
All right, we will check the news for you. And then a leftover rant. And we've got a fantastic batch of awesome audio of the week coming up in the next half hour as well. Don't go anywhere. The Dory Monson Show rolls on. Hour of the broadcast week, we gotta make it shine, baby, shine like a diamond in the sky, or something like that. How's the song go? It's the most annoying pop song ever written,
isn't it? Rihanna.
Yeah. Can you find that?
Sure.
It's seriously, it may be the most annoying pop song ever.
Diamond in the sky, shine.
Nicole, doing anything for the big holiday weekend?
Let's see. I think I'm going to float. I think I'm going to the Blaine, town, 4th of July,
nice.
Carnival thing. Yeah.
That's it?
I think I have a birthday party in there. I think I, I'm visiting. Yep, that's it.
What cool.
Fireworks, of course.
Helping, what?
Fireworks, of course. We're going to fireworks. But.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to see. Yeah, we might see fireworks. I don't know. Helping my daughter and son-in-law move a piano tomorrow.
Hosting lawyers. Is that the piano that's in your house? Does that mean you're not going to have one?
No.
Okay.
I'm not giving up my piano.
Oh, okay.
No, they're buying it from somebody on Craigslist.
Oh, but I thought you gave your daughter that piano that you have in your house.
No. Oh. That's my piano.
For some reason, I thought that was the story you told the other day, is that you bought that because you and her...
I bought her a guitar one year.
Oh, a guitar. Okay.
Yeah, she can take that. Moyers and Wyman's coming over for pickleball tomorrow. Tom Nelson, the Pope of Puget Sound, my wife and I hope to join them to do a big beach party on the 4th of July up in his neighborhood. Man, it's just...
Fun.
Oh, non-stop fun. That is my life these days.
I'm excited. I love 4th of July weekend.
I do too.
I'm already decked out. I'm wearing an American flag shirt.
Oh, good for
patriotic,
you.
Patriotic attire today. Mm-hmm.
Getting lots of text messages. You can keep texting us. I go through all of them before I shut down. From the 206 on the Jay Inslee's vax mandate, permanent vax mandate for state employees. From the 206, they say, Inslee isn't stupid. He's drunk with power. And to that, I would say, you're half right. Let's see. What else do we have here? Oh, yeah, I was going to rant about it. Speaking of our governor, Jay Inslee. So how can he expect the people of this state to follow laws when he gets to pick and choose which laws he wants to follow? And if he doesn't like a law out there, he simply will not abide by it. So he's, for example, he won't abide by federal immigration laws. He has declared Washington a sanctuary state. And so illegals can come to our state and be granted safe haven because he has directed law enforcement in our state to not cooperate with federal law enforcement, despite the fact that when he's sworn in as governor, he takes an oath to defend the state and the United States Constitution. But he will not enforce laws that he doesn't agree with. And he doesn't think we should have borders. He's an open border, one world government. Wants to fundamentally change and in many ways end America as we know it. And that's what he's doing with these emergency powers and the dictatorial powers that he has. And here's another example. So all the Supreme Court, everybody's in rage over the Supreme Court, as I said an hour ago. All the Supreme Court said was, this is not part of the United States Constitution. You guys deal with it. And if your state wants to have abortion and your state does not, that's up to you. That's all the Supreme Court said. So all this misguided rage toward the Supreme Court, because there's no logical case to say that that's a constitutional issue. anything not enumerated in the Constitution is supposed to be delegated to the states' rights issue. So, but Jay Inslee, Willamette Law School. One of the easiest in the country to get into. Drops out of Stanford, goes to Willamette. Okay? What does that tell you? So he now is directing the Washington State Patrol. Today he's telling them, you must get permanently vaxxed and boosted or you're fired. And he's also telling them, oh, yeah, and I'm not going to allow you to do part of your job, because part of their job is to cooperate with other states. Now, I don't know if any other state is going to have legal consequences if women leave their abortion ban state and come to Washington. Like Idaho, they say a lot of women from Idaho are going to come here. And nobody has said that they're going to prosecute women from their state if they go to a state like Washington. But Jay Inslee, he's already, for political purposes, said,
I will be issuing an executive order to the Washington State Patrol not to cooperate in investigations of other states that would violate the Roe versus Wade decision.
So he ignores federal immigration laws because he doesn't like them, because he doesn't agree with them. So this is the man who told Bob the Barber up in Snohomish and Billy, the diner owner up in Burlington, and our friend at Spiffy's down Central. He told all of them the reason why the state of Washington is trying to destroy you, hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. The reason is because you cannot pick and choose which laws you're going to follow and which ones you're going to ignore. But Jay Inslee picks and chooses what laws he's going to follow and which ones he's going to ignore. I would love, if I ever got in trouble with the law, and of course that would never happen because I'm on the straight and narrow. But if I would love to have a lawyer argue that. Wait a second. You, state of Washington, you can pick and choose which laws to follow, but my client cannot. Seems odd to me. It's also very intellectually and morally dishonest. Okay, we are going to... Oh, I love this batch of awesome audio. Our favorite sound bites of the week, some exclusive audio that we found about our new King County Public Health Director. If you missed that a few days ago, you have to hear that. All that next as the Dory Monson Show continues. And down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a week, what a show. Another text message. Long-time texter, Darren, for months and months and months. He was Darren moving to Idaho was his name on his text. Now he's made the move. And this is just very sweet. This warms my heart. Hadori, I'm still listening intently to your show, even though we've moved to Hayden, Idaho. Just got to say, it's gorgeous here. And it's even better with the gentle words of Dory Monson drifting through the air as we sit here watching our kids frolic in the water at Honeysuckle Beach. God bless you. That's very sweet. Hey, Darren, thank you. Always love hearing from you. Okay. With all that as mere prelude, let's get to our favorite sound bites of the week.
This is Dory Monson's awesome audio clips of the week.
Dow Constein announced King County as a new public health director, and I think we should all be worried after Jay Inslee has the new vaccine mandate permanently. Dr. Faisal Khan, he got in a beef in St. Louis with the people there when he was trying to do a mask mandate a year ago, and he ended up flipping off some of the citizens who weren't happy with him trying to impose a mask mandate. And then I spent hours trying to find something on this guy, and I found an interview he did with PBS. And listen to who the idol is of the new King County Health Director, Dr. Faisal Khan.
And, my idol in public health, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the great man himself, has received a lot more vile abuse directed his way. And so I count myself fortunate in that I'm able to work in public health and serve people. It is highly regrettable that it's come to this situation and the fact that I've had to request additional security for myself. I'm not the least bit worried, nor am I going to walk away from the mission of public health. Dr. Fauci inspires me every day with his example.
Man, talk about drinking the Kool-Aid. So you think he's been hired to help transition us back to normal when his idol is Anthony Fauci? Or with the radical permanent vaccine mandate by Jay Inslee today, do you think this guy is going to try to impose some more tough stuff here at home? It's kind of scary stuff, I'm telling you right now. All right, also in our awesome audio, let me get back up to it because I scrolled down too far. Phew, man, I scrolled down way too far. On January 6th, remember the day that Cassidy Hutchinson testified that Donald Trump grabbed the limousine wheel and he fought off two Secret Service agents? It was like when Kramer took over the bus, fighting the guy with one hand, steering with the other. She was coached And it turned out to all be a lie. Everybody in the media needed their drool bibs. Oh, this is the most dramatic day of testimony ever. It's going to change America forever. They don't even talk about it anymore because it was all a lie. And it was obvious how she was coached before the January 6th committee. They gave her phrases to say.
I was in the vicinity of a conversation where I overheard the president say something to the effect of...
I was in the vicinity of a conversation where I heard the president say something to the effect of. Who says in the vicinity of in conversation? And who says to the effect of? But she had been coached by the Democrats to say exactly what they wanted her to say. And it turned out to not be true. Just another example of this absolute kangaroo court.
Responded something to the effect of, we're going to the Capitol. Said something to the effect of, there's a lot going on, Cass. Mr. Cipollone said something to the effect of, the president said something to the effect of, I'm the effing president. He said something to the effect of, he's really ticked off about this.
You see, if you're lying under oath, that could be considered perjury. But if somebody says, well, you said the president said that. No, I said he said something to the effect of that. And it gives you just a little bit of legal wiggle room if you're lying on the stand after having been coached by the Democrats. I mean, it is just such a sham. It is such a sham. Gas prices over $6 a gallon in much of Washington now on this holiday weekend. Kamala Harris?
Anything else you can do to help bring down the cost of gas?
Well, first of all, let's just say that this is a very real issue. And, we have to do something about it. And it's one of our highest priorities as an administration.
It's a real issue. We have to do something about it. When? Feminist icon Regina Thomas Hauser, after the Supreme Court decision came down. Note to self, invite Regina Thomas Hauser to 4th of July barbecue. She sounds cool. Beavis and Butthead learned all about white privilege this week.
Wow.
This is a classic example of white privilege. And you both have it.
What's that?
Anyone want to fill them in?
Yeah, I'll do it. Okay. So white privilege is when white people, particularly men, automatically assume they can take whatever they want.
And they never have to worry about getting stopped by the police.
And they have the inside track for any job they...
I got this one, Aisha. They have the inside track for any job they want.
Exactly, Gage. Thank you for that. That's white privilege.
Whoa. And we have that?
You sure do.
I see.
Whoa. I never realized this stuff.
Yeah, you've really opened up my eyes.
Well, I'm glad we've been able to enlighten you. The real question is, do you think you'll be acting differently from now on?
I guarantee it.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
So now, armed with that info, learned at our higher education universities, they went out and did this.
Step aside, please. We have
cutting
white
in
privilege.
Lines.
Yeah, check it out. Hey, don't worry, it's okay. We automatically assume we can take what we want, and we don't have to worry about the police. It's okay, you didn't know. We didn't either. Good stuff now.
This is what we were taught, sir.
We're subverting existing paradigms.
I never thought I'd say this, but I'm glad we went to college.
Yeah, it's like, now I have
the... You learn the best things at college these days. All right, what a fantastic week, thanks to you. All the exclusives, all the tips on breaking news. You keep us on top. I appreciate it, and I love you. Okay, I hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend. Hope you're surrounded by people that you love and who love you. God bless you in these crazy times. The John Curley, Sherry Elker Show is coming up next, and we will see you back here next week at high noon.
He's got one of the biggest audiences in the history of the world. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. Try speaking for 3 hours without taking calls. Taking calls is easy. Okay, I'll answer this one. I'll answer that one. He goes for 3 hours, and he's got an audience that's fantastic.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.